This is RMR Diaries. RMR
Diaries. Hello and welcome to Edutainment, the podcast where we educate and entertain. I am your host, Uyanda Khumalo, and with me today is my lovely guest speaker, Erin Ahrens. Hi, Erin. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Uyanda. How are you?
I am doing amazing. I am so glad that you are here with us today because we have a super interesting topic that we will be discussing. Today, we will be looking at education across generations. Erin, what are some of your thoughts and what comes to your mind when thinking of education across generations?
Well, whenever I think about this topic, I always seem to think about apartheid and how the educational system failed non-white South Africans. Mm. We're so lucky that we get to attend distinguished institutions like Rhodes University and that we're able to go into any career field that piques our interests. Our parents and grandparents, unfortunately, never had this opportunity as they were restricted to which career fields they could go into. Mm. I mean, it goes without saying, the older generations definitely struggled a lot and dealt with their own issues, but it's not to say that our generation doesn't have their own issues and struggles. These issues are obviously determined by the society. I mean, South African society is way different to society in the 70s and 80s.
Absolutely. I mean, it is no question how difficult things were during the apartheid era for non-white South Africans. I can't begin to imagine what it was like being limited to, you know, the same 3 to 5 careers that every other non-white South African was also limited to. Mm-hmm. Because it was either you became, what, a teacher or a nurse. And these were the better paying jobs compared to being mine workers and domestic workers. So I think everyone who lived and fought during this era deserves a lot more credit than they have been getting, you know, because it's difficult to deal with those cards that they were dealt. I don't think I would have survived all of that. I don't know about you.
Oh, Erin. No, definitely. Definitely not.
Yeah. And I think this is why our parents and grandparents make such a big deal about education and going to university and getting the traditional jobs and careers like being doctors and lawyers, for example, because these were careers that were so much tougher to get into for their generation. Yeah. So I think the way we teach and learn has changed so dramatically over the past several decades. You know, with the rise of technology, classrooms have gone from using textbooks and chalkboards to e-books and projectors.
I
think it's really important to acknowledge how different the educational system is now, but it is also good to look at what has remained the same. This will allow us to learn from how previous generations were educated and how today's students are navigating a completely different landscape.
Yeah.
So in this episode, we will explore the tools and systems which have shaped education in South Africa over the decades. We will have the chance to hear real stories from individuals who experienced an educational system which was overseen by the apartheid government, as well as how our fellow Rhodians view their relationship with education. So grab your headphones. Class is now in session.
This is RMR Diaries.
So as we all know, education was designed to be unequal under the apartheid system, right? So in 1953, the Bantu Education Act was passed deliberately to limit Black South Africans' access to quality education. So the curriculum for non-white schools was designed to train students for roles as manual laborers, you know, and the consequences can still be seen today. Mm-hmm. However, there are cases which have seen Black South Africans rise above the unfortunate circumstances, you know, that they were put in.
Yeah.
An example of this is our Vice Chancellor, Dr. Sizwe Mabizela. The current Vice Chancellor of Rhodes University. Mm-hmm. He became the first ever Black Vice Chancellor of the institution in 2014.
Yeah.
So over the years, the government has made it possible for Black South Africans to thrive academically by providing them with things like financial aid and support.
Yeah.
And the way in which the older generation experienced education influenced how they grew up. I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Mabizela and to speak about how he experienced education and his journey to becoming an established academic. So I think in order to fully understand something, we need to hear the perspectives of multiple individuals, right? So we will be hearing the stories of experiences from the opposite side of the apartheid educational system, as well as individuals who weren't able to receive the academic opportunities that Dr. Mabizela has. Let's take a listen.
There are a few Black South Africans who grew up during the apartheid era that did not allow their painful past to determine their futures. We received the honor of interviewing two such people, one being Dr. Sizwe Mabizela, the first Black Vice Chancellor of Rhodes University, and the other being Dr. Ingrid Shadell, a professor who too is at Rhodes University. It is quite unfortunate that life is not as kind to some as it is to others. Despite all odds, people like Tembelani, who is a hard-working staff member of Rhodes University, keep fighting for their dreams to come true. When asked whether there were any moments in school where he felt as though the system was unfair to him, as a young Black South African, Dr. Mabizela said,
I grew up under the system of apartheid, and of course apartheid was designed in such a way that there were services that were provided for different racial and ethnic groups in this country, and there were better services provided for white South Africans, and the Black South Africans were the least cared for by the apartheid system. There were universities for white South Africans, and among those, there were those for English-speaking white South Africans and Afrikaans-speaking white South Africans. For Black students, you either had to go to the University of the North, which was Tafelkop, or you could go to University of Zululand, or you could go to Fort Hare. Some students went to University of Natal. There was a separate campus for Black students.
Tembelani also originated in a rural environment in an alternate but no less trying period. He described how the limitations of the system shaped and sometimes restricted his ambitions as a child.
In the rural areas, they tend to focus on the mostly famous career opportunities, which are just in our eyes, just like being a doctor, a teacher, a policeman. That creates a limitation.
Dr. Shadell shares another but no less important perspective, reminding us of the value of history, wisdom of generations, and the value of respecting and empowering the youth.
To the younger generation, it's really important not to lose histories and centuries of knowledge that has built up and changed, which we may think is old and out of fashion, but actually it isn't, because we've built on that knowledge over all these years. And it's also about the way that humans think, the way that humans solve problems. And we can learn from our parents, we can learn from our grandparents about how they solved problems, particularly for their context. Now, of course, for the young people and for the older people, I'll tell them, don't expect the younger generation to do exactly what you did in the way that you did, because things change, contexts change, needs change. But also, we have to respect the younger generation's need to innovate and solve problems in their own ways, because that's how humankind moves forward. And that's how, that is what is so special about humans, in fact, the way that we can move so fast and solve problems. And so older generation must encourage that.
We are reminded by Tembelani how important education is. He simply says,
it's a chance that only comes once. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Having worn the same shoes of education that you wear today, Dr. Mabizela leaves the youth with a piece of advice that kept him going and got him to where he is now.
Remain determined, remain focused, pursue whatever objectives with the kind of dedication and commitment as you have done, and that it is important to live a life of service, and that accumulation of material or financial wealth is not the most important thing, that in fact a life well lived is a life lived for service and service to others.
I loved hearing the stories about the past and seeing how different education for the older generation was compared to how we experience it. I really liked how Dr. Mabizela shared how he was able to rise against his unfortunate circumstances and become a successful academic. Mm. The advice he shared is something we can all take with us. I certainly will take it with me and use it in our own academic journeys. I also really liked that we were able to hear another perspective from Professor Ingrid Schudel. It's always good to hear perspectives from different people because it can help us form our own opinions. What about you, Ayanda? What was it that you liked about what Dr. Mabizela said?
I mean, when I was talking to Dr. Mabizela, I could tell that he really appreciated the way he was raised and the way he grew up, right? Mm. So throughout the interview, based off of everything he was saying, I could see that he had no regrets about anything that he went through and his entire academic journey.
Yeah.
And I think one of the questions I had asked him was whether he was involved in student protests and if those ever interfered with his academics, mm-hmm. right? And with such passion, such joy, and he told me about the times where he himself and other students got arrested a few times due to these protests. Yeah. And he even mentioned that at some point he was expelled with another group of students following these protests. And what I took from everything he was saying is that if he was given the opportunity to go back in time and do this all over again, mm-hmm. he wouldn't change a single thing.
Wow.
Right? Because this is what made him become who he is today, you know? Anyway, so right now we're going to take a short break, but we will be right back to hear how today's students feel about education.
This is RMR Diaries.
Welcome back to Edutainment, the podcast where we educate and entertain. My name is Uyanda Khumalo, your host, and I am here with my co-host, Erin Ahrens.
Hi.
So before the break, we spoke about how the older generation experienced education, right? Especially growing up under the apartheid system. We got to hear some very interesting stories that made us think, how has education changed over the years to become what it is today? From the end of apartheid in 1994 up until now, there has been a major increase in access to education, with more Black and rural learners attending school than before. The government also has brought in a system like NSFAS, which grants underprivileged learners the opportunity to attend higher education institutions. So with the rise of technology as well, the way students learn is much different to how they did before ebooks, the internet, and AI, mm-hmm. right? And some might even argue that students nowadays have it much easier, and that education is a lot less stressful than it was back then. And honestly, as a student myself, this couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of things to worry about, like heaps of work, financial issues, and having a social life. So in today's society, if you have no social life and only push books, you are seen as a weirdo.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, obviously, we are not discrediting the older generations and what they went through. But I do think that our challenges are completely different. I mean, having to balance the insane amount of work with having a social life and going to res events, plus having to stay active by going to the gym or, you know, playing a sport, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I feel like there's too little time in the day for me to do everything that I want to do, and I lose sleep over it. Like, I genuinely can't remember the last time I went to bed before midnight.
Yeah, you know, like, every day I'm sleeping tomorrow.
Like,
so, yeah, I mean, that's very true. Now, You had the opportunity to speak to some students about how they experience education. So how did that go?
Well, yes, my interview partner and I, Liko, we got the opportunity to speak to some students about how they feel the educational system has treated them thus far. We also asked them how they think that education has changed over time, from the time of our parents and grandparents up until now.
Okay, well, we are very excited to hear what those students had to say. So let's take a listen.
So for me, the education system was a little bit different because after matric, I didn't go straight into university, but I went to an external school that dealt with students who didn't get the marks that they wanted, which is Gatra Matric School. So my current situation of how the educational system has been treating me has been actually good because of the journey that I had to take in order to get into university and how good they have treated me and allowed me to come this far.
Well, I've been very fortunate because majority of my life since grade R, I went to a private school and I went to the same school from grade 1 through to matric. So I had a very nice education. It was a private school, it was very small, very intimate. We knew all the teachers. By the time I got to the higher grades, you know, I was even like a class assistant for the younger teachers. I'd help the teachers sort out stuff, you know. Like, it was just a very fun experience. Then I went to high school. High school, there was also very little of us, less than 300 people in the whole high school. And yeah, I've had a very nice relationship with school.
What do you think are the biggest challenges students face in university today?
The most spoken about challenge that a lot of university students are facing is a financial constraint. Like, there's a lot of financial constraints from bursaries, from NSFAS, and also getting accommodation. I think those are the main problems that university students face.
I know a lot of students face this, myself included. It's a very, very big issue and something that no student should have to, you know, deal with, and it varies from as little as not being able to pay school fees to, you know, some students not even being able to feed themselves throughout the month, you know, but they have to do all the schoolwork and stuff. So it is very challenging. I think that might be one of the few biggest challenges.
In what ways do you think your education experience differs from that of your parents and grandparents?
Back then, they relied on books, obviously, mostly, then technology. So with them, that was their learning style, right? Our learning style is technology. Without technology, I feel like we still have more work than they did. Yeah, bro. Just because they didn't have technology doesn't mean they couldn't handle it. Obviously, they could handle it because that's what they were used to. We're used to technology, and through technology, universities think just because we have AIs and stuff like that, we can handle the workload, which is not true. And I feel like since technology is evolving, work is becoming a bit more harder than it was back then. I believe work is harder now than it was back then.
Do you think that since our parents and grandparents didn't have technology, is that one of the reasons why they might have not lacked education, but the education experience might have not been as beneficial as what we have today?
To an extent. And I'm saying that because I think technology has also made our generation much lazier because we have so much access to a lot of things. We think we don't try to go out to learn more. So I think for our grandparents and our parents, it made them like to go outside and seek more knowledge. But at the same time, I think it also restricted them from being able to know more than what they were taught in class. So they could have believed what they were taught in class other than maybe going on Google and finding out more about that thing.
Wow, that was interesting, hey? Mm. What I think stands out to me from these interviews that we just listened to is the question of whether quality education was tougher for our parents and grandparents' generation or whether it is tougher for our generation. And honestly, I think comparing these two is like comparing apples and oranges. I mean, there are many different factors to take into consideration, like the fact that their generation had little to no access to things like the internet and AI, mm-hmm. right? So with them, they had to put a lot more effort and work into getting information, and they honestly weren't as lazy as we are today. And with us, it is quite the opposite. So anything and everything can be accessed through our phones or any device, right? But that is why things have become a bit more harder for us, because lecturers have stricter rules or are less lenient when it comes to marking things like essays and assignments.
Yeah.
So there are many students who have to find ways to pay for their own tuition because their parents cannot. And if we're being honest, with the large number of students who need funding, NSFAS isn't really helping as much as it should, you know, but they're still way too many people who do not have funding. But, you know, this is a topic for another day.
Yeah.
My point is that the difficulties that the older generation faced when it came to education are totally different from the difficulties that we currently face. But it is no doubt that education was, still is, and probably will always be a tough journey.
Yeah, well, I'm very glad that I got the opportunity to speak with these students. I mean, they had some very good insights on how they view education. I definitely agree with what Cleopatra said when she mentioned that she feels a lot of pressure to succeed academically. Mm. I mean, the older generations feel as if we have it easier due to our access to technology. And I have to agree to some extent, because I am grateful that I don't have to walk for hours to a library just to find sources to write an essay. So having this access to technology adds a bit of pressure, but every circumstance is different. Yes, I have access to technology and the internet, but that comes with its own struggles, which our parents wouldn't understand.
Mm. And these are all great thoughts, and I wish we could talk for hours, but unfortunately we cannot. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Do not go anywhere.
This is RMR Diaries.
Wow, today's conversation has been so insightful, mm-hmm. hey? Education in South Africa has become more than just textbooks and classrooms. Each generation has its own struggles, which they have to fight against. You know, in the past, students fought against the right to quality education. And it is thanks to them that we can comfortably sit in a classroom and learn from some of the best in their fields.
Yeah.
So today's students are fighting against things like financial issues, which are stopping them from attending universities, as well as the endless amount of stress which comes with our coursework. So it is important for us to understand how education has changed over the years, as we can learn lessons from each generation.
Mm-hmm.
This will allow us not to make some of the mistakes that our parents made, and aim for greater success. Thank you so much, Erin, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Oyanda.
And we will see you next time on Edutainment.
Bye!
This is RMR Diaries.